Miller, one of Canada's greatest Olympic equestrian blessings to our country and the world, was a guest on my radio show a few years ago. He agreed to do the show at a certain time on a certain day in a certain way. He told how he was introduced to riding when a man close to where he lived had a little stable and you could pay a quarter and go for a pony ride. He pleaded with his parents to let him go for a ride, and for some reason, even as a small boy, it so intrigued him to ride on the back of this big, strong animal that he wanted to do it all the time. He was, well, I would say, infected with the desire. I call it being addicted. Boldly, he begged the owner to let him feed, bathe, walk, care for the horses if he could go for a ride from time to time. And it was his first steps to the Olympic stage. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you're listening to 831 Living Your Best Life, where we inspire participation, communicate precision, empower performers to podium, and we ask you to tell your friends and relatives to go to their favorite podcast provider or junglejimhunter.com and listen to these podcasts, subscribe, download, click on like, rate and review us, and let us know how you are an 831er helping other people and how you want to be an 831er, someone that will be kind and helpful to everybody you meet. Well, Ian Miller was a member of the Order of Canada and inducted into the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame along with his horse Big Ben. He was a 12-time winner of the Canadian Show Jumping Championships, more than 40 Grand Prix titles, and the Pan American gold medalist. He's been a member of every equestrian team since 1972, representing Canada in 10 Olympic Games. At age 61, on August 18th in the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing, he anchored his team of Jill Henselwood, Eric Lamas, and Matt Cohn to a jump-off, winning the silver medal, his first Olympic medal after 36 years and 9 Olympic Games. He did the two-hour show that he was on the radio show with me as it came to an end and thanked me for being on the show. He asked me if I had ever ridden horses. I had. I'd asked him about Big Ben, and I guess he was curious about if I'd ever ridden horses. I had talked to him about his Big Ben experience and the 17 other horses he had ridden in major events, and how much the parallel was between training the animal and training the rider. Was there a difference? What did he have to learn? I had learned so much. I mentioned that I had ridden horses on the farm. I had mentioned Babe and Diamond, and he asked me to tell me about them. Babe was gentle and a gift to ride, and Diamond was fast and loved to race. I shared a little of each, and he gave me a quick evaluation of how those horses and riders would have worked together and have to be trained to be equestrian riders. Then he asked, "You said you had 3 horses. What was the third one?" Ah, I started to laugh. "That's Charlie." "Oh, who's Charlie?" I said, "Well, Charlie was my favorite. Why?" "Because I had some amazing adventures." And he said, "Why did you have so many amazing adventures?" He said, "Tell me about one of them." I said, "Well, sometimes with Charlie. Whenever he wanted to drink, he would go where he wanted to go, and you couldn't stop him. And so, if he took off, you jumped off right away, or there was a good chance you'd end up on the hard dirt, get bruised and battered and beat up, or you would end up in the water trough when he tried to stop in front of the water trough. Dad sent me out one morning to go pick up the milk cows and bring them in to be milked, and I jumped on the back of Charlie and we headed out to the pasture to round up the cows. Dad had said, take them to the north entrance, not the south entrance, because the south side of our barn was a little bit lower and there was about a foot of muck and manure. He didn't want the cows and the horses to go through that and come into the barn all muddy. So he went out and closed the gate. I went and got the cows. Charlie that morning decided that he wanted a drink. He turned around, and before I could even think about jumping off or letting go, he was already into a full gallop, and I had no choice but to ride him right to the yard. As he came over the hill, he started down the last 200 meters towards the corral. And I looked and saw that the fence was closed. The gate was closed. There was no way Charlie could jump a 6-foot-high fence. But maybe he was going to, because he just full-on galloped. At the last second, he realized he couldn't jump that fence, and he stuck out his front feet and started to push as hard as he could and was sliding down the hill, crashed and turned his head down and shoulders towards the fence. And I went right over top of Charlie and the fence. The next thing I remember was standing up, cleaning my eyes away, and looking at my father standing there at the water trough with the water hose, just about to turn it off, and looked at me and said, "Best submarine I've ever seen in manure." We laughed. We had a great time laughing about it. Charlie did what he wanted to do. He did it when he wanted to do it. And we had a great time just being grateful that we hadn't been hurt, that I hadn't been hurt, and nothing had gone wrong. Ian was laughing on the other end of the phone, and then he said these words. We have a word for horses like Charlie. I asked, "What's the word?" He said, "Criminal." He's a criminal. Then he explained, a horse that you can ride that easy and be one with is what you need to be a great rider and a great equestrian ride. But you have to have that strong will that they have. But if they won't do what you train them to do, then it's criminal or foolish to waste any time trying to teach them. You and your horse, you and your team have to work together. The horse does what they must do, and you must do what you must do, and your team must do what they must do. And then the magic happens, he said. That's the way it always happened in equestrian. I thanked him and asked him, for some reason, where he was. He said, "I'm where I'm always like to be, on the back of a horse." He had done the whole two-hour show from the back of a horse while he was out riding. I saved my quote for the end today. My quote is this: "You'll be tomorrow what you are today, only more so, unless you sow the seeds of what you need to grow." I'm Jungle Jim Hunter. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thank you for listening. And I hope that by the next time we meet, you will have grown.